The Denali Commission is tightening up its guidelines for the projects it funds in rural Alaska. High fuel prices are prompting an out-migration from the bush, and yesterday the Commission passed a new sustainability policy to avoid investing in oversized facilities for communities that might shrink so much that they couldn't afford to keep them going. The Commission's advisory committee is trying to get a better handle on the specifics of the out-migration that everyone now knows is happening. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Government planners rarely get much attention. In fact, policymakers frequently ignore them. But not this time. Meetings of the Denali Commission's planning workgroup that used to draw six or seven people are now overstuffing the meeting room with a dozen or more participating by teleconference. Bernie Richert of the U.S. Commerce Department's Economic Development Administration is the panel's federal co-chair.
The planning workgroup of the Denali Commission is basically a forum for people to come together and discuss issues we feel are of common and urgent interest. And at the moment, obviously, things like energy, out-migration from the villages, some of these things are at the top of the heap.
Politically endangered with the demise of its godfather, Senator Ted Stevens, the commission gives out better than $100 million a year to build up infrastructure and create jobs in rural Alaska. Its funding is safe for a while as Congress keeps the government going with yet another continuing resolution instead of passing appropriations bills. And Senator-elect Mark Begich says he'll try to keep the commission alive by broadening its mission to include rural development in other states. But meanwhile, the economics of rural Alaska have been going through some lurches that everybody's trying to figure out. School enrollment figures show a five-year downward trend, but the Matanuska, Susitna Valley, and Anchorage districts are growing, and boarding school enrollment has risen 24% in that time. State demographer Greg Williams says all of Southeast but Juneau is losing population, and young adults and children particularly are moving from villages all across the state to the urban centers. These are trends that have been going on for a while. His most recent data is from the permanent fund applications last spring before oil prices hit their big peak last summer. The school enrollment numbers are fresher, though the working group did not get a report yet on what communities had to shut down schools because their enrollment fell below the minimum for state funding. Richert says much more information is being developed by federal and state agencies, by the University of Alaska Institute for Social and Economic Research, the First Alaskans Foundation, and others. A lot of it should be ready for the planning group's next meeting in January.
At the moment, I believe what the group is trying to do, the planning work group, is really to pull together as much data as possible and then try to figure out what it really means.
Getting some sort of projection for where the out-migration is hitting hardest and to which communities people intend to return if fuel prices ease or schools open back up will be difficult to come up with, but very much needed as the Denali Commission seeks to apply its new sustainability guidelines that involve such things as putting more priority on projects that benefit multiple communities on a regional basis and not quite but almost redlining communities with populations below 100. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.